The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Sonny DeMarello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
pool? See, they do float.
Look at that.
I told you, they float. They look like little jellyfish.
These things float.
Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right, I'm Lindsay, he's Rock, and we are back with Total Divas Season 2, Episode 1. We gave you the preview last week with the clips, we gave you Natty Neidhart last week, and now, well, we're going to give you all the dirt on what's going on with the Total Divas, right, Rock?
Oh, yes, we are, and from all the previews we have seen, thanks to E and all the the previews of the show, everything. Oh, drama is about to happen. I can feel it.
Stuff's going down, y'all. So stay tuned, because when we come back from the break, we're going to give you all the details.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's been.
Celebrating 10 years of Wrestle Talk Radio.
Now, what did you buy with Ted DiBiase's money?
Man, you know what? Probably a fucking Ghost Rider comic book. I don't know. That was a long time ago. You know, I'm surprised I didn't, like, frame it and stick it on a wall or something, because I'm a collector and I do stupid... I hold on to, like, stupid shit like that. But yeah, at that time in my life, most likely, probably went to comic book.
Tune into the live special, Sunday night, March 23rd, 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once!
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you...
the home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and, of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and, of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And
if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moments... And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. You're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
Everybody, we are back with Total Divas, and well, I can't wait. Can you?
No, I really can't wait. I had to sit through the Kardashians. I'm ready to go.
All right. Well, right now we're just getting a recap of all the drama that happened last season, the engagement of Brian and Bree, the engagement of Ava Marie and John, and well, Nikki and John's issues.
Wait, there are a lot of people named John in this show.
There are a lot of people. There's three Johns in this show.
Yeah. John Cena, John Uso, and the other Jonathan.
Yes. And now here we go. The episode has started. We see people wandering around backstage, and we see the Divas in the ring. Nikki and Brie kicking Tamina's butt. And we're finding out that, well, over the season, or I should say over the off time, things have blown up in the Divas division, which they have.
They have. They've been all in action, as we talked about when we previewed it. It's like, they're all feisty now. They're all in the ring often, which is awesome. More Divas action, the better.
And, well, we see Natty get a victory over Tamina and AJ.
And we're ready to begin. We're at Summer Arena in somewhere.
For Monday Night Raw, which we get to see them setting up the set, which is pretty cool. We see all the girls arriving. Hey, look, it's Vinny!
Vinny is well neutered this time around.
And here we are. We're having a meeting with the girls. You know, Mark's and I guess his new assistant, because Jane, I don't know, went in another direction.
They're talking... She got a promotion.
She did get a promotion. Congratulations to her. Mm-hmm. So they're addressing who's going to go overseas for tribute to the troops as far as promoting it. We get a glimpse of our newest Total Diva, Summer Rae.
And they're going to put her in the ring, put her in the car with a veteran, Eva Marie.
Say what?
All right, someone who has more experience, Eva Marie.
Say what?
Ooh,
no.
Ooh, Natty.
Oh! Ouch!
Taking shots at hair color.
There you go, Summer. Get you some.
Mm-hmm. Now we're getting introduced to the one and only Summer Rae.
who is valet slash diva to Fandango.
Hey, she got it right.
For once.
For once.
And we find out Summer Rae has been fully called up to the main roster.
Which she sort of has been for the majority of last year, but now she's part of the show full time. Getting rid of JoJo. Sad face.
But we will see JoJo soon. Best of luck to her down in NXT.
Yes.
Hopefully she'll pop up on our TV soon. And now we see Summer and Eva having a conversation. You know, Summer felt the tension.
And
apparently Natty has a problem with everybody, according to Eva.
Natty and her sass.
There's nothing wrong with Natty and her sass.
No, no, there isn't. If you heard the interview, yeah, there's nothing wrong with Natty and her sass.
Nope. Hey, it's Miss Sandra!
Oh, Miss Sandra. They're working on new gear for the Bellas. Brie wants some kick pads. I wonder why. I wonder who else has kick pads. Mm.
And Eva's checking up on her new costume. And, well, Brie notices Eva's ring. Because, well, somebody got hitched. Seems that waiting thing sort of didn't happen.
No, no. For Eva Marie, it was quick. And nobody knows, including her parents.
Oh, Eva. Oh, I know where this is going already, and oh, no.
Did Eva just step in it?
Yes.
And now Nikki's involved, and like, they're kind of, sort of not saying it, and now they're about to. And Miss Sandra points it out.
Oh, Nikki. Poor Nikki.
Everyone's getting married, engaged, but Nikki.
Yeah.
Because the cliffhanger was, well, there was a discussion between Nikki and John, and, well, it doesn't look like they're together at this point.
Yeah. And, well, now Miss Sandra's giving Eva some advice. Basically, she's telling her, you need to tell your folks. You need to tell them the truth. You know, they need to know.
Miss Sandra has kids, and she's giving her motherly advice.
Go, Miss Sandra. Yeah, Eva, don't lie about something as big as marriage. That's just, yeah.
That's very, very wrong.
Oh, and now they're going to tell Miss Tren.
Mm-hmm. The gossip's being spread. First thing I've noticed, it's Naomi slash Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look at that. Interesting. So Nikki's around there talking with Trinity and Brie, and there's just John Cena popping his head in from the back, just looking around.
So we find out that Nikki and John are on a break. Nikki's living in San Diego with her mother right now. And, well, it's awkward because she's seeing John at work.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're telling Natty and Cameron that, well, Eva's married.
Yeah. What did she say about Instagram? She's not following someone on Instagram now, or is... I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyway, the Bellas don't seem happy about this.
No.
And now we're in Austin.
As they're getting ready for something.
Good Lord! Nikki's boobs!
Hey, there's Nikki's boobs.
Oh, and they're turning 30. They're hitting the milestone.
They're dirty 30.
And we're going to hit Brie mode. And Nikki mode.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Brie's top.
Ooh. John Cena texts Bray, sending a birthday message to both of them, and wants Bray to relay it to Nikki and not actually texting Nikki.
Ooh. Well,
maybe it's part of the, you know, maybe it's one of those separation things.
Maybe, but...
And am I the only one wondering whose house this is?
I have no idea. They run it at some house, I guess. So Bree just told Nikki, and Nikki's like, she never texts her. So why exactly are they texting? And now he's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, Natty. Trying to keep it PG as she enters the limo. And now Natty's finding out a little bit more about what happened between the two of them.
Yep. And Nikki doesn't know what to do.
Yeah. John Cena is damaged, ladies and gentlemen. Damaged.
Well, and we can get into this at the break. Because he is.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Good Lord, Nikki, your boobs. Nikki, I don't need to see that much of you. I'm sorry.
As they all chant, pre-mode.
And now they're going to get, well, their party on. Aww.
Brian was busy wrestling as they're partying.
Oh, and Natty's popped.
Mm-hmm. She's really drunk. And we all know what happened when Natty gets drunk.
Well, instead of drunk dialing, she's dialing it up, all right, but she's dialing it up on Cameron's boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. She's all getting up on all up in Vinny's stuff. And Cameron wants no part of it. And, you know, Cameron keeps shoving her away, making, you know, telling her to back the bleep up. And now he's like, go fuck off.
Yep, and well, now they're taking this outside.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Now they're having, you know, this discussion about...
Oh, no. This is not a discussion. This is an all-out... They're yelling at each other.
This is a girl fight. Cameron's like, if you can't control your liquor, you shouldn't, you know, do that. And now she humps Natty.
Oh, and now we have the cops involved.
And the cops are telling you to calm down, calm down. They weren't doing anything, cop.
They were about to.
They're about to. And now they run back inside.
Natty runs away. Natty's never been in trouble with the cops.
Natty's a good girl. Bree brings up, threesome not going to happen here. And Vinny's like, I'm a one-woman guy. And they're going
smart
back.
Smart answer, Vinny. Mm-hmm. Smart. Yeah. Smart man.
Smart answer. And now we're in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, and we're with Eva and John. And they're in the car.
Incoming message, or incoming phone call. And it's Eva Marie's mother. And they're now complaining about, you know, the texting instead of talking, whole type of thing.
Call your mother every couple days. It doesn't hurt you.
But she likes to text.
And now, well, we're seeing the clip that we saw last week where they're in the car and the parents want to come visit. And, well, there's that awkward, you know, situation of, oh, yeah, they don't know about the marriage.
Oops.
Oops.
She wants the heads up. She wants a heads up when they're coming out so she can prepare.
So she can kick her husband out of the house?
Basically, yeah.
And, well, now, you know, he's like, I told you so. I totally told you so. This was a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, he's going to a hotel.
He's like, you know, you're going to kick me out, basically. All my stuff's here. You're going to kick me out.
Don't bring logic into the situation. It doesn't work.
Logic is being brought up. He's like, this is all going to just get worse if you just, you know, tell them now. You know, the smart thing would be to do, tell them now.
Yeah, tell them before they show up.
But this is Eva Marie. I have a doubt that she doesn't.
Yeah, she doesn't really know what's going on. So as we head to the break, we see the Bellas having a chat about, well, Nikki's situation. And, well, Summer making a splash, as it were. And then the family showing up. So, as we head to break, what do we want to talk about first?
Go for it, wherever you want to go. Lead it.
You know, honestly, I think it does bear talking about, because I think we're going to be talking a lot about Eva Marie tonight, about Nikki and John, and obviously where they stand, you know, at this point, which they've, you know, they're on a break. And as she pointed out in her interview, whatever you want to term it, that, you know, normally when you're on a break with somebody, you don't see them at work, but because they do work together, they're seeing each other at least once a week, which makes it just that much more awkward, and in some ways that much more humiliating. So you got to feel for her right now, because you have to imagine this is just an incredibly difficult time for both of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, complete.
Because they just don't know.
They just don't know, and they're not communicating at this point as they're on their break. Every time I hear the word, we're on a break, it just brings me back to Friends and Ross and Rachel. We're on a break!
Right?
I know you've never seen the show, but yeah, that was one of the most infamous moments in the show. Where they finally get together, they're together for a while, and then they take a break.
And sometimes that's what you need to put things into perspective. And, you know, as Nikki was saying, he doesn't want marriage. He doesn't want kids. He's dead set on that. And that's where her hang up is, because she wants those things. And she doesn't know yet, and as we're gonna go ahead and spoiler alert, which we saw in a clip last week, she doesn't know what she's going to do and if she's really prepared to make that sacrifice. Because, you know, marriage is one thing. Marriage is just basically you put a ring on it. And it's not to trivialize it, but if you're really committed to each other, then marriage is just kind of that extra step. I think the big thing is to give up having children.
Yeah, that's like, if you live with somebody, you can live with someone the rest of your life. The commitment, you've committed. Whether it's a ring or paper on paper, whatever, that's one thing. But the process of children is the other. It is the one thing that is hard for a lot of women to give up.
Yeah, because it's, you know, it's wired from in your brain from day one. You know, that is just, that's what's kind of expected of you. You know, coming from a woman's perspective of, you know, you get married and you have kids and then you live happily ever after. I mean, that's what Disney tells you. That's what, you know, TV tells you, movies, you know, every sort of, you know, part of society. That's what kind of a woman's expectation is for her life, is to get married and have children and, you know, do that by a certain age because you have that biological clock ticking. And it's something of, if you don't do that, if you give that up, are you going to be able to, you know, to handle that.
Right. As Boy Meets World tells you, that's the part of growing up.
Right. I mean, I think as she points out at some point in the show, you know, she's been thinking about this day since she was 5 or something. And that's true for a lot of little girls. That you think about that. So it's, I can't imagine what they're going through right now. And we're back. And, well, we're at Comic-Con! I saw Captain America!
I love your hard transition right back into the show. Tremendous.
What do you want? I see a Comic-Con, and this is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Bree's stoked for it. Nikki's like, oh my god, what have I gotten myself into?
Yeah, we're at a Wizard World Comic-Con convention.
And, well, is it this awkward the Bellas and John Cena are signing together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing a signing right now. They're congratulating Bree right now, showing off her engagement. One kid asks about where John Cena is. Bree's like, he's hiding from Nikki. Like, there's John Cena's face everywhere.
Yeah, you know, when you're dating the face of the company, it's, yeah.
But she's not.
You can tell how awkward this is.
But she's not dating Randy Orton. She's dating John Cena.
And now we're getting a photo op. We have a fan start crying.
As you completely ignore me.
Yes.
On one side is the Bellas. The other side is John Cena doing photographs. And they're all like, this is weird. They're cheering because it's John Cena. And here comes the champ. And now he says happy birthday to Bree and happy birthday to Nikki. And there's the John Cena douche face from the picture that's been floating around.
And Nikki and John hug and they ask if, you know, they're doing okay. And, well, you know, you could tell he's trying.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, this is just
awkward. As there's, they both said, yeah, that was weird. I did love his douche face in the picture, though.
Yeah. And, well, now we're back at Eva Marie's apartment, and, well, they're packing. And she's like, you have a lot of stuff. And he's like, yeah, I kind of live here.
Yeah, she's just throwing his crap in bags. Like, come on, Eva. Really? Where the hell is all this stuff going to go? And where are we staying? Like, Jesus.
Yeah, basically she's kicking him out of the house. And, you know, he's got to take all his stuff with him and go to a hotel. And, yeah, you know, he's basically like, I got you, but this is stupid. This is ridiculous, you know.
And she's making a lie where, you know, she's the only one that lives there.
Yeah, he's not okay with the fact that this is becoming a lie. And basically she's being haunted by the fact that, you know, what happened when she took him home.
She feels bad, but if you felt bad, you wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, it's something of you would just have him be there and, you know, you have his stuff there, but, you know, basically you just break the news. Oh, hey, by the way, I got married. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's...
Tall.
Ouch, damn, that was cold.
He asked, what about the car? I'm taking the car? Nope.
Burn.
Eva's keeping the car.
Yep. Now we're back with the Bella twins, and it looks like we're going for some shopping, but yeah, we'll get into Eva on the break. Oh, it's Bree and Brian.
Mm-hmm. They're doing registry for their wedding.
And she's just like, kill me now.
Yeah. Nikki likes to shop, kind of. She's not really excited to be at Newbie Green.
Yeah.
As Nikki is the third wheel.
Yeah, she's just awkward.
Alright, this is going to be interesting. Underwear scraps turned into yarn to make into throw rugs.
Recycled goods?
Yeah. Mason jars that convert to drinking containers.
Hey, you know what? Don't make fun of those. We have those in the South.
They're
awesome. You can get a lamp made out of them, too.
Nikki is not thrilled about this. And I wasn't making fun of anything. I was just describing what it was.
Yeah, basically she's like, you know, I was thinking Crate and Barrel and, you know, William Sonoma and... Mm-hmm. And Brian's like, we should go to Louis Vuitton. And she's like, yeah.
I love Daniel Bryan. His reactions to everything are tremendous in this show. He's great on it. And Bree's worried about her sister and how she's not enjoying anything.
Well,
and now Brian's broaching the subject.
Well, Brian's making sure she's okay. Yeah. You know, you could tell Brian really does care about them. And, you know, obviously because he's marrying her sister. But, you know, he obviously cares about the family. And oh, they're looking at baby boots. And oh, they're like little elf shoes. And Nikki's like, thanks for the most depressing trip of my life, because it's just kind of a reminder that she's not going to get married and she's not going to have kids if she stays with John. Yeah. And so now she's just like, peace him out.
Yeah. And Nikki's bailing.
And Bree's not happy.
Nope. Alright, we're going to break.
So, you know, alright, let's just broach the subject.
Go. 1, 2, 3, go. Eva Marie, you are stupid. Go.
I don't even know if it's stupid. It's just, it's like...
No, there's a lot of stupidity involved. There really, really is.
Okay, I can understand being scared and lying to your parents. Because as an adult, it doesn't get any easier because, you know, it's like when you screw up and you do something they don't want you to do, and you have to fess up for it, it's every bit as hard, if not harder, because you're an adult.
Oh, that, without question. That's fine. But marriage
No, so I can understand her perspective on it, but at the same time, it's like... It's one thing if you screw up and you overdraw on your bank account, or you wreck your car, or you get fired from your job. That's one thing.
This is
to
marriage.
To get married and not one without your family, because you can tell she comes from a very, very strong family background. In particular, a very religious background.
Oh, yeah.
That to get married without your family, and it looks like she didn't get married in the church.
She eloped. Her and Jonathan eloped. That's clear.
Her and Jonathan eloped. They went to Vegas. They got married. And there's nothing wrong with that. Except for the fact that she did it without her family. And she did it without really her family's blessing. And I know everybody is different. But it's something of...
Blessing one thing. Eloping, not telling, that's another thing. But it's weeks after the fact, and they've already...
Oh, it's not weeks. It's months. You can tell. It's months after.
Right. It's
basically, season one ended, and they got hitched.
Yeah. So that was basically in September and October, and this is December. So we're at least 6 weeks. They're married at least 6 weeks. And, like, she should open up her mouth and have told them, okay, I can buy 1 week. I can give 2. Any longer?
Well, didn't she say that they went home for Thanksgiving?
I believe so.
So they went home for Thanksgiving. They were married by that point, and they didn't say anything then. Like, again, it's going back to the family's blessing. I understand that not everybody gets it, not everybody wants it. That's fine. But this is the person you're going to be married to for the rest of your life and your family's life. Makes it a little bit easier if your family's okay with it, you know?
Yeah.
there's Trinity, John, and Cameron, and Natty walks on up. We're in a hotel.
They're now
and we're talking about shoes.
Which is all your department.
Apparently, Trinity has some cute Louis boots. And some are just, you know, blue on by.
And now they're doing the phony, it's good to see you, type voice. Okay, goodbye.
John's like, if you talk like that, I would have never talked to you. Thanks, John. Thanks. And now we see everybody backstage, and they're watching Natty versus Summer.
on Superstars.
And well, we're seeing Summer, you know, throw down.
Now it's like, they have better matches when they're one chief and one Indian. And now there's two chiefs, they're like, colliding.
Oh, Natty, I can't believe you still said that. Mm-hmm. I love you, girl, but oh my god, I can't believe you still said that.
That her piss is stronger than Summer Rae's piss. Yep.
Yeah.
These were things actually said.
Yeah. And now we're having the talk between Bree and Nikki. And basically, Nikki's going to apologize for walking out and, you know, basically says it was too much. Again, in the clip that we saw last week.
Right. Taylor, talk about salmon and ocean poisoning. And now, you know, she's talking about the timing, how all the timing's been bad, and you know, she's very conflicted with her emotions right now and with the situation with John Cena. And she's frustrated just because she sees everything in front of her.
You know, it's like her sister is getting married. She's starting her life with Brian. They're going to probably pop out, you know, 20 kids. You know, Eva Marie's just gotten married. Trinity's headed down the aisle. Natty just got married, so it's like, yeah, you know, it's something of Nikki's surrounded by marriage and, you know, people taking that next step of their lives, and she's stuck.
Right.
And, you know, Bree is obviously feeling for Nikki because she doesn't like to see her sister upset or see her sister sad.
Right. I just love in this whole entire thing is they keep focusing in on Bree's ring.
It's a nice ring.
It is a nice ring. It's just a nice little jab with camera work. She doesn't think life is right without marriage and kids, and most likely kids. Cause Nikki,
but, you know, Bree asked the $64,000 question, if you stay with John, do you think that, you know, you'll wake up one morning with regrets?
And I believe the answer is yes. And
she
seemed... The more and more you see of her on the show, she seems like a person who really wants to be a mom someday.
Yeah, you can tell. This is something she really genuinely, truly wants. And you can see the conflict for her, where it's she wants to get married, she wants to have children, but she loves John. She wants to be with John. She believes she's soulmates with John, but it's something of she's going to have to sacrifice what she really wants to get John. So it's something of, it's almost for her, which do you want more? Do you want to be with this guy that you believe is your soulmate and give up ever getting married and ever having kids, which again, it's the kids are the big issue, or do you, you know, let him go and try your luck somewhere else? I mean, for all she knows, this could be it. She may never find somebody else.
Right.
But he could also change his mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's the kind of thing that's going through your head in this type of situation is, what do you do? You know, and honestly, you kind of in this deal, you have to go with what's going to make you happiest.
Right, and it's a tough spot to be in. It really is. I would hate to be in Nikki's shoes right now.
Oh, most definitely.
And that's going to be the question. And, you know, it probably won't be resolved tonight. And I don't think it's ever... Unless there's a commitment at some point down on the road, I don't think she can ever... I think there will always be tension in that relationship if they ever get back together. You know what I mean?
Well, it's almost something of he's... And she pointed it out really last week or not last week, last season, I should say, where she's making a lot of the sacrifices, and he's not really giving up much. And for him to make this decision, which he, to be fair, he did make this clear when they got together. He did tell her he did not want to get married and he did not want to have children when they started this relationship. So she walked into the relationship knowing this. I think Nikki, to kind of play a little bit of a devil's advocate and look at this from John's perspective, I think Nikki was a little bit foolish in walking into the relationship knowing she wanted to get married, knowing she wanted to have kids, and thinking potentially she could change John's mind.
But at the same time, if you think about it, when they probably first got together, she was okay with it because she didn't have as deep as feelings as she... The feelings have grown. As we're back, and we'll get more into this in a little bit. But yeah, you could just see the feelings have grown, and that's what has changed everything. Speaking of relationships, now Trinity and Eva Marie are discussing Eva's situation.
They're talking about her family coming, and well, Eva's worried about her family coming, and you know, basically she's putting the fact that she's afraid to tell her parents about her marriage on the fact that her father has had 3 heart attacks, and what if he has a 4th and she kills him?
Yeah.
And well, Naomi is pointing out what we're all thinking, which is this is a pattern with Eva where, you know, she consistently lies. She's consistently not honest. She, you know, always tries to find another way out of things. And so, you know, basically Trini is echoing what everybody else has been telling her, which is just tell them the truth. They'll understand.
Eva's like, you know, Trinity always keeps it straight with her.
Yep. And Eva's basically, you know, now saying, I need to tell the truth. You think?
Eva's always digging those holes. Trinity's like, it won't be as bad as you think. Well, you never know. Hey, look at that.
Nikki and John just blow by each other like it's nothing. Hey, it's Curtis Axel.
Look at that. Well, how casually they just happened to bump into one another.
Right?
Wasn't planned or anything. Even Marie's house.
And she's like, oh God, please. And, well, there's the family!
We're here! Or, what, my bad. We're here!
Here!
Again, never plan this stuff,
we never plan this stuff, ever. And, oh, she baked! She has cookies in a plastic tin from the grocery store.
My kind of baking?
My kind of baking, too. No mess.
No mess, no fuss. It's Montessori.
And, well, now they're touring the apartment, and they're seeing the theme of her and Jonathan together.
Got rid of the stuff, but you kept the pictures.
Well, I mean, they're still dating. I mean, as far as her family knows, they're still together.
Right. One of her brothers go, what's up with your boo? Is that what you call him? Your boo? That was great. The guy's wondering what, you know, where's he kicking? Does he live in here? He was just dead.
And, well, you know, now they're asking, you know, is he your manager, fiance, what is he? And she goes, husbander.
Husbander. Husbander. It's a husband manager. So she's dropping the hints and they're like, huh? What?
Never mind, she's still wearing her wedding ring. Like, she kicked him out of the house, but she's still wearing her wedding ring.
Yeah. And now she brings up Jonathan's going to be here. He's coming into town.
Town, in quotations, because, you know, he travels back and forth.
Yeah. And look who it is. So convenient. Doorbell rings. It's Jonathan.
And the family doesn't look that thrilled. Well, you know, you kind of made it clear, honey, with Husbandger. I think they all realize what's going on. And hey, he remembered to wear a shirt this time.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, they do not like this guy, you could tell. They do not like this guy.
No, they think he's bad news. And he's wearing a ring. Amazing how that is.
And, well, the brother...
Dum-dum-dum.
...realizes what's going on.
He asked, do you get married? And then they look at each other and they don't say a word.
Really, Eva, you think? You don't know why, how they figured it out? You know, you're not being blatant. And here we go. It's about to hit the fan.
All right.
Go. Just go.
I don't even know where. It's like, Eva, come on. Just open up your mouth and say it. I mean, you're wearing the damn ring on your finger. He's wearing the ring on his damn finger. Just open up your mouth and say it.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. It's like, you know, for all this supposed careful planning that you did to get him out of the house so you wouldn't have to tell him, it's like, you're still wearing your wedding ring. And he's still wearing his. It's like, come on. It's right. Like, your family's not that stupid.
Well, they don't seem like the brightest bulbs in the shed, but yeah.
They don't seem like the brightest bulbs in the shed, but they're not blind.
Oh, no. They're far from being blind.
I mean, they're obviously very invested in her life, and they're very interested in what's going on with her. And, you know, again, she comes from a very strong family background, so, you know, they're going to have their concerns, especially when she gets engaged after 2 months. And she gets married probably in, what, 6 to 8? I would guess.
Something like that.
You know, that's a very fast engagement. That's a very fast relationship. It's like you don't know everything about each other in that short amount of time. You know, you don't know if you're compatible. It's like she didn't even live with him, and as far as we know, until they got married.
I don't think so.
So it's like you don't even know if you can live with that person.
Right.
It's like, what happens if, you know, you get married and then it's suddenly, you know, 3 months later, you're like, oh, I can't stand this. I want a divorce. I mean, it's just, it's not smart. And I think that's what her family was worried about when she initially brought him home, is it's just, you need more time.
Wasn't she married before?
She was engaged before.
Engaged before, okay.
And it fell through.
And that's why the parents are very hesitant this go around just to begin with. Because there is a, you know, pattern developing.
Yes. And it's something of, well, now the pattern has escalated to the point that she has gotten married. And not to sound cold, not to sound heartless, but I hope she got a prenup. I hope she was smart enough to get a prenup. Because, girl, you making some serious money. And he can take you for a lot of it.
My gut tells me there was no prenup.
Probably not, no.
Do we know what Jonathan does for a living?
Does he work?
I guess he's the husbandger. I couldn't tell you.
He obviously does something. Mm-hmm. Because, well, you know, he can afford to fly out unless she's flying him back and forth. But he obviously did enough where he could fly and see her for a day.
Right.
But yeah, again, it's just something of, you know, this whole thing, you know, and probably by design is meant to flash, you know, flash is just red lights. And it's like, you know, did you think this through?
Right, and now we're back, and we're going to get more into this now.
And, well, now the bombshell's going to get dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course they saw it. It's black.
Technically on paper. As the Dagman gets back, they're technically married on paper. They're already married, yeah.
And now the dad's like, Wait, what?
And he's not happy about it.
None of them are happy about it. The mom's like, aw, crap. Oh my god, that's worse. His mother knows, and her family didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
And now they're laying into her, and here come the tears. And yeah, her family is less than happy about this.
Now, you know, she feels bad at, you know, about, you know, you can't walk her down the aisle and all that fun stuff.
You know, if you knew this was going to happen, why didn't you wait?
Exactly.
Like, that's the thing. It's like, if you feel so bad about it, why didn't you just wait? And, well, the family's now bailing. The cat's out of the bag, as it were. You know, we're back in San Diego now with Nikki. And she's getting a lot of text messages.
Yeah, Jonathan, by the way, is an Orange Coast CrossFit athlete. So he's big into fitness and a trainer and that sort of thing.
Okay.
He does a little work with UFC and all that fun stuff. And now John Cena wants to meet with Nikki, as he just sent her a big text.
And now she's conferring with her sister.
Yeah. John Cena, sorry, he's even texting her, and he basically wants to meet up in San Diego in 2 hours. He's on a plane coming to see her.
That's pretty big.
He's begging her to come see him. Nikki's all freaking out, like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, it's like, you know, this guy that you're on a break from, that you're in love with, you know, suddenly, this is like uber romantic.
Right. Bree's like, and you know, he might want to take things to the next level. Bree's excited. Nikki's... Bree's like, no one just flies on planes to come see people.
Well, yeah, they kind of do, but not in this instance.
Not.
And now they're asking the question, what if he proposes? What if he does?
Nikki's
getting all excited. She's getting all hopeful.
Yeah. Alright. Continue. Where do you want to continue?
Let's just continue with Eva, because we're going to talk about John and Nikki, I think, a little bit later. But, yeah, this... Again, it's like, and all of this is probably, a lot of this is manufactured for TV. You know, the reactions are real, obviously, but, you know, the situations are manufactured for television. But it's something of, again, it's like, really, if you're regretting it that much, that your family wasn't there, that, you know, you wanted your father to walk you down the aisle, you had this special relationship with your father, and you knew you were going to be disappointed that... You know, he isn't going to get to do that, technically, at least for the first time. Then, why didn't you wait? like, that's the thing. It's like he said at the end of last season, you know, I will wait for you. I'll wait till you're ready. I'll marry you anytime you want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's the, it's like, it was this defiant streak in her where it's like, you know what? Oh, well, I'll show you. I'll get married. And it's like, just, and they told her this would happen.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, she knew all this was coming. And it's just like, I'm sorry, but could you be any more of a, just a moron? I mean, I'm sorry. Could you really be any more of a moron? And she really doesn't have anybody to blame herself, you know, but herself, because everybody around her, including her husband, has been telling her, just tell them the truth.
Right.
And now the truth has come out, and it's like, she knew they didn't like him. She knew this was all going to happen. And it's like, if, you know, she had probably put it to them, you know, and said, well, I'm getting married on this date. I'd like you there. If you don't come, I'll understand. But at least put it out there that we are getting married. Just we are going to go forward with this without you.
Right. Just let them know.
You know, that's all you had to do. If they don't want to come, they don't want to come. But at least you gave them the option that if they want to be there, if your father wants to give you away. Because you know what? Ultimately, they're your family. They'll love you for forever.
No matter how much you screw up.
No matter how much you screw up. They will love you till the end of time. But it's something of, you have to take them into account too. And if it's like, you know, yes, we're going to do this. Yes, this is the love of my life. Yes, I'm sure. And we are eloping. We're getting married. Like, if she just extended that courtesy, none of this would be happening right now. Because it's like, then it's on them if they want to show up or not. And if they don't show up, well, guess what? Then, that's their fault.
Then they're the
not
only
hers.
Ones. Right. They're the only ones to blame, not her. Yeah. I know.
But odds are, if she had said, hey, I'm eloping, I'm getting married in Vegas, they probably would have shown up.
You want me to fly you out? I'll fly you guys out.
Yeah.
They would have been there for her.
Yeah, and, like, that's the thing, is it's just, like, I feel really bad in saying this, but it's like, I don't feel sorry for her.
And now we're back with Nikki, and, you know, about proposing, and now Daniel Bryan's on the phone.
I love Bryan so much. He's mocking the crap out of Nikki
right
now.
Stop being a girl. Stop being a girl. What if John just does everything better than I do? Huh? What about that? Huh?
Stupid John.
Stupid John Cena.
If they get married and they become family, they just need their own reality show.
Mm-hmm. Brian is awesome. He's so sarcastic in this. It's tremendous. You can tell he's really part of the family. And Nikki's response was, yeah, I want to be all girl. I'm going to wear a nice dress, too.
No, she's going to wear a hot dress.
She's going to wear a hot dress.
And now we're back in Orlando. John and...
Eva
are on their way somewhere. And she's calling her brother. Basically, they're going to meet the family.
They have a lot of things to talk about when they get to the hotel.
Oh, yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. Shit's gonna get real, real quick.
Mm-hmm. You think, dude?
You think they're not stoked? Really? Really? Eva is realizing she needs to make things right with her family somehow.
Yes. So, can we just, you know, talk about Daniel Bryan?
Alright, Daniel Bryan is amazing. He is awesome. And you just can tell the warmth and, you know, loving part of the side of him in this family.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely a good influence on both of them. And I love almost the brother-sister relationship between Nikki and Bryan, and it's kind of awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, him just mocking her was hilarious. Because it's like, it broke the tension, and it's something of, oh my god, what am I gonna do? Oh my god!
It's sort of the thing she kind of needed.
Yeah, and it's like, he's just telling her, it's like, go get him, girl. You want him, go get him.
He's coming for you, go meet him. Go.
Yeah. You know, basically, it's like, the dude is getting on an airplane, he's flying across country on his day off, which he doesn't get that often, to come see you. To come talk to you about something. Dude, come on. Go get him.
You're right.
Like, stop being such a wuss and, you know, girl up.
Girl up.
Well, you know, you can't say man up here because it doesn't exactly work. So, you know, girl up.
Hashtag it, ladies and gentlemen. Girl up. We want this trending worldwide. Girl up. As I get a stare for creating a hashtag.
That's what we do?
It is what we do. It's what we do. We want to trend worldwide, so get a trending girl up. A new Twitter trend, I guess. But yeah.
So, well, Nikki's on her way to get her man, and well, it looks like we're going to have the powwow between Eva and her family, so we'll have to see what's... Something tells me this is not going to go well.
I don't think it's going to go exactly as it's planned. That's just my gut feeling.
Well, again, it goes back to, I don't think they're going to be upset necessarily about her getting married. I don't think that's where the problem is. It's that she lied about it. It's that she didn't include them. And, you know, as we said, what makes it worse is his mother knew.
His family knew.
And odds are his family might have been there. Like, for all we know. So something of her family was completely excluded from this, which is, as a you know, sibling and as a parent, that's got to be really hard to take.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You want to be there for those type of moments. And we're back from break.
And we're back, and well, here comes the meeting at the hotel.
And they don't look happy. He's talking about, you were at my dad's house, you didn't get the blessing. And they're not cool. And now John's in the store, sort of fighting back. He's talking about how Eva is his number one priority.
Basically, he's not going to listen to her family over her, and he just kind of told her family to F off.
Pretty much. Now he brings up, why were you so scared of?
Oh god, her mother's reaction to that.
Mm-hmm.
For what you just missed, if you're Catholic, you understand that what being confirmed means. Basically, you become a full member of the church. Eva apparently never got confirmed, and she did not get confirmed before she got married, you know, she didn't get married in church. So, you know, that's kind of a tough one to swallow for her parents. And then she's throwing shade at her brothers because, you know, they're giving her crap about getting married, not telling them, but they have living girlfriends, and that's not right.
Right.
And now her father's laying down the law where basically it's...
You disrespected, you know, us, you disrespected the family, you disrespected the church, and he's done.
Yeah, her father is walking... Her father and her family are walking away. And that's ultimately what this is about, is it's... Again, it's about the lying and it's about the disrespect. And, you know, that's what matters.
Right.
You know, again, like we said on the break, is it's not about the fact that she's married. It's the fact that they weren't involved. They weren't told. And well, now we see Nikki getting ready. And now she's going to meet John. She's wearing a very awkward fur coat.
In San Diego.
Well, it's a sleeveless fur coat.
In San Diego.
In San Diego. And there's John. He's in a suit. He has a bottle of wine with two glasses. They're meeting on a dock at sunset.
With no one else around.
Well, with people around. They're just, you know, it's all ripped off so they can do this.
Oh, I know.
This uber-romantic moment.
She's walking. He's waiting.
They see each other. He has flowers. Magically. And, well, there they are. They're together.
She's like, well, I'm here.
And, oh, we get a to be continued. So, I guess for episode 2, we're going to see where this goes.
Bastards.
Oh, and apparently the cat's going to get lost.
Oh, we're getting a highlight reel of what is to come.
And, oh my goodness, what are they doing on the bus?
A lot of sex, a lot of drama.
On Brian's bus. Damn it, Brian's got the party bus. We need to get on Brian's bus, damn it.
Right.
And we see the highlights of, you know, Trinity's wedding and, you know, bringing Brian.
He makes some weird faces.
They're practicing how they're going to kiss. Good Lord, Nikki, that's a lot of boot for a wedding.
That's what Bree said.
I know that's what Bree said. I'm just echoing what Bree said. And apparently we're going to have some salacious pictures that are out on Eva's Instagram. Or somebody's Instagram. Oh my goodness, Natty was right. Things are going to heat up.
And there's the slap.
And there's Trinity's injury. So we are going to get to see that.
Yes, we are.
So!
And there's stuff wrong with Eva Marie as well.
There's always stuff wrong with Eva Marie.
Yeah, and well. And John and Nikki get into it a little bit more as well. So. Oh, that was a wild first episode.
That was a wild first episode. I can't wait for the rest of the season. But yeah, basically, it's going to be kind of interesting to see where Eva and her family's relationship goes from here, if there is one, because, well, as we saw, her family kind of walked away.
Yeah.
And in a lot of respects, they had every right to, but she's basically standing defiant at this point and saying, well, I said my piece, and if that's it, that's it. It's kind of like, oh, okay.
Right.
All right. I mean, you know, obviously she walked into this, and, you know, to a certain extent, she has every right to, you know, basically say, this is what I want to do, and, you know, this is who I want to be with, and that type of thing. But at the same time, it's like, well, you should at least maybe, I don't know, respect your family just a little, tiny bit.
A little bit.
And, of course, well, John and Nikki, we're going to get into more. We're going to see where that goes as they met romantically at sunset on a dock with wine and flowers. She's in a nice dress. He's in a suit. It's tailor-made for a romantic movie. Or is it?
We're going to have to find out.
Because, well, yes, that's right, folks. We have come to the portion of the show where we have clips for y'all.
Yes, yes, we do. So let's get into our first clip, shall we?
Let's do it.
My palms are sweating. My heart is beating. I don't know what to think because I don't know what he's going to say or what's going to happen next. And I'm kind of emotional because there he is at the very end, waiting for me. It's like walking down an aisle. Kind of ironic.
How have you been?
I've been good. Busy.
You?
I don't want to say the wrong thing. I was obsessively thinking about what you and I argued about the last time we hung out. And I was just a different man before. You made me a better man. My life is so much better since I met you, since we started seeing each other, since our first date. I'm a weird person, I am. But I'm in love with you.
I don't even know, like... I don't even know what to say. I still can't get out of my head the things that he was so stern about. That makes it difficult. I need to see some type of commitment that makes me feel and believe like you'll always be there for me.
Well, there you go. Well, there you go. I don't know what to say.
He loves her. You know, he admits it, that he loves her. He's been thinking about her. He misses her, which is all the things you want to hear, especially when he's apologizing to you. But the big question is he willing to kind of bend that rule either on the marriage or the kids thing? Like, is he willing to maybe reconsider that decision?
Right.
And, you know, it's like, because the thing is like, he's, you know, with that whole ultimatum of, I will never get married again, I will never have kids again, it's like, well, you're not going to have them tomorrow.
No.
Like, she, you know, as far as that whole marriage, you know, and again, marriage is not the big sacrifice here. Kids are the big sacrifice. And just to kind of argue against his point, it's, you guys are not going to have kids right away. It's going to be something of probably down the line, she's going to want to have children. She already knows she wants it. So when she's ready, that's when you guys will probably start looking at it, because I don't think she's prepared to give up her career. I don't think she's ready to retire right now and start popping out kids.
No, and we'll get into this more when we see the full thing. But the one red flag that came up for me when the whole thing was said, the last time we hung out...
Yeah.
They were living together.
Yeah, they were.
That was the red flag, and that's something to be careful of. Yeah.
Yes. So, moving on, well, we have clip number two.
But, whatever.
Quite frankly, you don't need to be drinking, Nicole.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to crack open the champagne and then...
How about let's play Truth or Dare?
I've played Truth or Dare since middle school.
Now you have to ask someone Truth or Dare.
Summer, I have a question for you. Have you ever slept with anybody at work?
Whoa. Whoa. You gotta keep it 100 now, girl.
Yeah, no. That's not hard. Why did everyone freak out? Is there rumors about me? There is.
I don't hear any rumors, and yeah. I've heard rumors.
Really?
Brian's a top guy in the WWE, so to hear him say that he had heard this before, it's completely different than all these girls just running their mouth and trying to start drama with me.
I think it's the cutest thing when Summer acts innocent.
It's not innocent, I'm just telling y'all no, and I want to know who. Actually, I don't know if I want to know.
Summer, your turn.
Okay, TJ, is Natty the best sex you've ever had?
What if I said the only?
Ooh. Oh!
Well now.
Well, hey now. I just love that Brian has the bus now. Remember, there's months ago he was saying, he was against getting the bus. He wasn't making that type of money. Looks like he's making that type of money.
Somebody got a bus.
Yeah, and I love that they're partying on his bus before all.
Right? He has a party bus. Yeah. But what's interesting is, well, they're all telling Nikki you shouldn't be drinking right now.
Yeah.
And, well, she's not listening to their advice, so it seems like things may not be as peachy keen as...
In a certain relationship as a...
In a certain relationship?
Yeah.
And I think what's dangerous is this is now the second time that we have seen Nikki basically drowning her sorrows. you know, the first time it's like, all right, you're turning 30, you're going to party, you're going to drown your sorrows, fine, you know, whatever. But now, this is the second time she's drinking to basically feel better. And that's a dangerous, dangerous thing to start doing.
I think that's going to be a constant theme.
Yeah. And if that's the case, then hopefully somebody recognizes it and stops it before it really gets bad. But I guess we'll have to see because, well, that's on episode 2, but we've got one more clip, right?
One more clip.
All right.
I think it is my place to tell Eva what's going on. I think anyone who maliciously goes into your past and looks for things to bring you down, showing pictures and spreading these rumors about Eva, of course I'm going to have Eva's back. Eva's going to walk into a room and everyone's going to know what's going on except her. That's a crappy feeling.
So Ariane's been showing people your old Reese photos.
If they're the photos that I think they are, they're disgusting.
I'm completely shocked and so caught off guard because I don't really know how many people she showed, but she definitely has no idea by just bringing them up and showing these photos that I did when I was like 20, how hurtful it is to me.
First of all, say it to my face.
Yeah.
Don't be a little brat and like run around to everybody that I work with.
Yeah.
If she has a problem with me, that's fine. Like, come and address me. I just can't believe it. That I don't know, that I guess she's stooped to like that level.
She's always saying that she tells it how it is. She comes up to your face. You know, she doesn't need to talk behind your back. Give me a break. I'm going to see, you know, if there's truth behind whatever Summer was telling me.
So, I have something to say. Like, I don't really appreciate you going around and showing my business to, like, everyone that we work with.
First of all, you need to relax and sit down because you're standing above me, like, talking to me like that. If you do have a problem,
I do. That's why I came to your face instead of like you running around to everybody
okay,
that we work
off,
with.
I found those pictures on Twitter, so you need to relax. And
cool.
If they're pictures that you're in my face, no one told you to do nothing like that. Maybe you need to start calming yourself down and stop thinking that you're better than everybody else.
Who said I was better than everybody
you
else?
You do it all the time
really?
When you're
if
yes.
I think I'm better than anybody else, I'm not going to bring up the dirt.
Yeah.
Who does that? That's like malicious.
You walk around all the time trying to act like you're just it and like put other people down, and yeah, that is a way of shutting you up.
Let's just say drama is going to hit the fan next week.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a good season. I can tell.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be great. But with all that, I think we're done.
I think we're done. So, well, on that note, folks, we are going to head out for the day, night, whatever time you're listening. So, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. And tune in next week for Total Divas, Season 2, Episode 2, where we'll have all the drama and all the dirt. Bye. Show.